Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. We discussed previously that there are scholars and ulama amongst the jinn. The incident of Abu Ubay ibn Ka'b, which he narrated, where people lost their way on route to Makkah, and how a jinn came to their assistance and quoted a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story of Abu Khalifa, how he was consoled by a jinn at a time when he was alone in the room. And the jinn quoted to him ayat and incidents from the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we spoke about the interactions between the jinn and the prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam, the incident from Tablisa Iblis, where Nuh alayhi salam saw this old man on the ship and asked him, "Who are you?" And he turned out to be Iblis himself, the devil. And the devil then shared with him that people are destroyed because of envy and avarice. Iblis himself was destroyed because of his jealousy, and Adam alayhi salam was removed from Jannah because he wanted to remain in there forever and eat from that one tree. Now, continuing incidents of interaction between the jinn and the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, in Tablisa Iblis, it is mentioned that Iblis met Musa alayhi salam, and he said, "Musa, Allah has chosen you for his message and spoken to you directly. I am one of Allah's creatures. I have done wrong and want to repent. So intercede with your Lord, the mighty and majestic, so that he will turn to me." Musa alayhi salam called unto Allah and said, "This is what the devil is saying." Musa alayhi salam was told, "Your request has been granted." Musa alayhi salam met Iblis and told him, "You have been commanded to prostrate at the grave of Adam, and Allah will then forgive you." So Iblis became very angry. He said, "I did not prostrate to him while he was alive. How would I then prostrate to him now he's dead?" So Iblis said, "Musa, you have the right of intercession with your Lord. Remember me on three occasions when I am not destroyed. Remember me when you are angry. I move in your heart and my eye is in your eye, and I flow in you as blood flows." Meaning, when you're angry, I have control over you. "Remember me when you meet the enemy face to face. I come to the son of Adam when he meets the enemy face to face and remind him of his children, his wife and his family until he turns his back and flees from battle. And beware of sitting with a woman to whom you are not related. I am her messenger to you and your messenger to her." So Iblis did not repent because he refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's grave. Then there was an incident between Iblis, who's from the jinn, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salam was making dua or performing salah at the top of a mountain. So Iblis came to him and said, "Don't you believe in taqadir, determination and decree?" Isa alayhi salam said, "Of course." He said, "Then throw yourself over the edge, and if Allah is decreed, you will be saved. If Allah is decreed, you will die." So Isa alayhi salam retorted and said, "The Lord puts his slave to the test. It is not proper for the slave to test his Lord. So I believe in decree and determination in taqdeer, but it's not for me to test Allah. Allah tests his slave, but it's not for the slave to test Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala." The scholars have said that shaitan or the jinn can take various forms, as we have previously discussed, but they cannot take the form of Allah, even in a dream, because Allah has no form. And they cannot take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani," that whoever sees me in a dream has truly seen me. Shaitan does not take my form. In order to ensure that people are not misled, in order to ensure that people don't become confused, Allah has not allowed for shaitan to take the form of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in a dream. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal transmits from Mujahid that while we were on the raid of Rawdas, an old man called Ibn Isa, who had been alive in the time of Jahiliyyah, told us, I was herding a cow for some of our family when I heard a voice coming from within it. Oh, such a wind! Oh, eloquent words of a man who says there is no God but Allah. We went ahead to Makkah and found that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Makkah." And then it is mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, there was a woman from the people of Medina who had a jinn who followed her around. He would appear in the form of a bird and he would sit on the wall of a house. The woman said to him, "Speak and tell us your news." He said, "A prophet has been sent in Makkah who has forbidden some of us to stay, and he has forbidden us fornication." So this gives us insight into the incidence of interaction between the jinn and others, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and others who were not prophets. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.